What are the primary characteristics of someone who is not walking in line with the gospel? First of all, fear of man. Soon as something else besides Christ becomes the center, and an identity is trying to be generated apart from the centrality of Christ, then we look around and that identity is associated with the way other people validate or invalidate us, and now we are living based on the principle of the fear of man, and so we are performing, we are embracing functionally our own Christ plus something, we are embracing functionally a works notion about our faith that always, hear me, always leads to the denigration of others, because it leads to a loss of love. Because when Christ is not the center, when the gospel is not the center, when something we want or something that we want somebody else to do for us or validate us is the center, we are the center, and therefore we do not look through the lens of grace with the primacy of love. We look through the lens of self, and so others are obstacles getting in our way to getting what we know that we need. And then the third thing is this. So we are willing to compromise the truth to try to achieve it. If what is most important is temporal, then eternal truth will be forsaken to try to get what we are functionally living as most important in the moment. Fear of man, loss of love, compromise of truth. That's the characteristics. Now, the dangerous part about it is we convince ourselves that none of that's true. Oh, it's not fear of man. Peter could say, I'm just being respectful. I'm just trying to not cause a problem. Loss of love? No, I'm trying to be loving. Look at how I'm modifying my own behavior for the sake of others. Compromise of truth? Oh, this is not compromise of truth. I'm not saying this is the way you need to be saved. You've heard me preach. I'm just trying to be loving. See, that's so subtle. And Paul calls it out directly.